Next, we will be hearing from Senator Janet Rice, originally from Meningai Birnong, or so-called Footscray. Janet is a trained climate scientist and has been an environmental activist for decades, and she's been involved in some of the most significant achievements of the early stages of the climate movement in Victoria. Janet was also one of the founding members of the Victorian Greens. So, as one of only a few lucky enough to have been part of and to have seen the highs and the lows of the Greens' journey for so long, it's only fitting that she take us through the story so far. So I'll now pass over to Janet so we can hear about the wins that have made us the Greens that we are today. Over to you, Janet.
Thank you, Ash. And what an awesome event that we're at tonight with over 600 people here. It's just incredible. And my incredible colleague, force of nature, Lydia Thorpe, who we just heard from. So proud to have her as a colleague. And Adam as our leader, who's just doing such great work. This is my cat Trieste, who of course knows that I'm speaking, so it's time to be on my shoulder. So look, I want to acknowledge that I'm here on Wurundjeri land, and no matter where we are across this country, we are on First Nations stolen land. And I am so proud to be a part of a party that acknowledges that acknowledges the trauma that our First Nations peoples have been through, acknowledges the need for truth-telling, for justice, and for treaties. And I really, it's fantastic to have 20% of our party room now being First Nations women and to be part of a party that is committed to working for justice. We really have come so far as a party. I mean, what were you all doing 29 years ago? In fact, I know a lot of you actually weren't even alive. I mean, October 1999, 1992, 29 years ago, it was just a month before the famous meeting under the trees in the Darling Garden in Clifton Hill, where we made the decision that yes, we were going to form the Greens in Victoria. And at that time, as well as being one of the driving forces behind forming the Greens in Victoria, I was also a new parent. My eldest kid, John, he had just had his first birthday. So I've got a pretty good feeling for how far our party has come by how old my kids are. And I think that what we're capable of at what age, it's actually pretty similar to us humans. When our first elected representative in Victoria was elected, that was David Rispam, who was elected to the Melbourne City Council in 1999, we were still pretty young, but clearly showing a lot of potential and promise. And when Greg and Colleen and Sue, our first state MPs, were elected in 2006, we were teenagers. You know, we were capable of a lot, but we were still pretty wet behind the ears. And I remember after this 2000, I remembered after this election in 2006, what one of the other founders of the Greens back in 1992, Peter Christoph, had said very early on. He'd said, he predicted, he's pretty good at predicting things. Some of you might know him as a Melbourne Uni academic. And so Peter said he predicted that we would elect our first Greens MPs in 15 years and be in government in 30. So, yep, 2006, that was within 15 years, tick. We're on track. And when Adam and Richard were elected to our federal parliament in 2010, we were 18 years old, the same age as Ash, our MC tonight. And we were really beginning to blossom into adulthood. I mean, think of the clean energy package, the price on carbon, everything else we achieved with the balance of power. Think of that as being like the achievements of those extraordinary young people powering the School Strike for Climate campaign. So 11 years on from that now, at 29, we are mature, we're wise, we're capable, and we are in the best place we have ever been before a federal election. And I know because I've seen all of our federal election campaigns. I mean, in 2019, the last federal election, we ran a great campaign and we had a great result. I was re-elected, Adam was re-elected, Steph came really, really close in McNamara. All of our senators across the country were re-elected. But sadly, of course, as we know, the swing to Labor failed to materialise and our hopes of being in balance of power were dashed and we're all left bitterly disappointed. But resilient and determined to pick ourselves up and continue on because we have to. I mean, justice, equality, our future, they still need us. I mean, and basically the value proposition of our party, that we are working with grassroots movements to be the voice in our parliaments for peace, for sustainability, for justice and participatory democracy, and that by winning seats in our parliaments, we can make and change laws for good. That value proposition today is just as strong as it was 30 years ago. I mean, the country and the planet, it has suffered enough under the Morrison government. We have to have a change of government this time, please. I mean, the whole time I've been in the Senate, it's been under the Abbott Turnbull Morrison government. It is way past time for a change. I mean, we can do it. We really can. And surely Morrison can't win again this time. I mean, with his climate and his COVID disasters, his rorts, his lack of integrity. And I'll just move the cat. I mean, this year, we are ready. We are set to be in balance of power, set to have three new senators being elected, to bring our numbers to 12 senators, which will make us the third, the biggest third-party force in the history of the Senate ever. I mean, we only need Labor and Albanese to just limp over the line, and we are going to be there. And with Adam winning Melbourne, possibly Steph joining him, possibly others, I mean, then we will be able to push a Labor government to go further and faster on climate, on reducing inequality, on taxing billionaires rather than harassing people on JobSeeker, push them to have treaties with our First Nations peoples, push them to end corruption, on accepting more refugees. You name it, if we are there sharing power, we will be in such a powerful position to be pushing the government to do it. And we're on the cusp of doing it. We're launching this campaign, and it is awesome, and we're going to be able to do it. Incredible candidates all around the state. I really want to have a shout out to two in particular, Alex Marshall in Corangamite and Alana Gallen McCroskey in Goldstone, who are working like candidates right across the state, like the campaign teams right across the state, to be really working hard, to be flying the flag for the Greens, to be helping Lydia get re-elected, and to be bringing ourselves closer and closer, to be really having the power that we know that we can have and that we need. I mean, we will be 30 years old as a party in Greens in Victoria. As I said, Peter Christoph, back in the early days, he predicted that we would be in government in 30 years. So this election, 30 years, let's make being in shared power a reality. We can do it. We can all be playing our bit. Certainly, one of the things you can do tonight is just throw in a few dollars in the bucket, because it helps. We need the money. We need your support. We need everybody to be working together. We've got such a history over our 29 years of working together to be continuing to be building the party into the force that we are today. And I know that this election campaign is just going to be having us going from strength to strength. So thanks, everyone. It's so great to be part of such an awesome party and such an awesome campaign.